And in France, it was at first nothing more than a rumor of high-level infidelity. President Nicolas Sarkozy and his wife, the former model and singer Carla Bruni, were said to have been unfaithful to each other. They denied it. End of story for the French media, but not so with the international tabloids. Now, what would have been a non-event in France is the talk of the country, and there are even charges of conspiracy. From Paris, Eleanor Beardsley untangles the tale.
A rumor that Carla Bruni Sarkozy was having an affair with a French pop star 6 years her junior surfaced last month on Twitter. The president said the tweet was seeking comfort in the arms of his attractive ecology minister. That rumor made a brief appearance on an online blog of a French Sunday newspaper, but it soon disappeared, and because of strict privacy laws, it was never published in France. But although there was no evidence to support the story, it made headlines elsewhere around Europe, especially Britain, where the tabloids had a field day. One impertinent British journalist managed to aggravate Sarkozy by asking about it when the French president visited London.
Vous devez ignorer ce que c'est que l'emploi du temps d'un président de la République, mais j'ai pas...
You must have no idea what a French president does, replied a disgusted-looking Sarkozy. I don't have a second to respond to that. I don't even know why you wasted your time asking such an idiotic question. It could have all ended there. But to his critics' delight, Sarkozy seems to have become a little paranoid. French political journalist Anne-Elisabeth Moutet says after his party was wiped out in regional elections in March, the French president's ratings and self-esteem are at an all-time low, and he's oversensitive.
Sarkozy, in this instance, has decided that it was outrageous and unbearable for him to have rumors about his own personal life with his wife.
Last week, one of Sarkozy's top advisors, Pierre Charron, warned there would be a campaign of terror against those who started the rumors. Charron spoke about an organized plot meant to destabilize the president and his wife. Even Anglo-Saxon financiers were not above suspicion, he said. After all, Sarkozy was trying to regulate international markets. Meanwhile, the two journalists at the Sunday newspaper were fired. Now, of course, the French media can talk of nothing else, as pundits discuss topics like freedom of expression and whether the French president has come unhinged. Sylvie de Brossolette is with the news magazine Le Point.
This would have completely died out had they not mismanaged it so badly. Most people didn't even know about the rumors. But now it has been blown all out of proportion, and frankly, it smacks of panic and paranoia.
The cool-headed Mrs. Bruni Sarkozy herself went on live radio to counter criticism that her husband had become paranoid and that the rumors of infidelity were part of an international conspiracy.
Je suis venue pour éviter, pour relativiser, pour éviter.
The rumors were disagreeable, admitted Bruni, but they are completely insignificant to my husband and me, she said. Bruni Sarkozy denied there was any investigation into it, saying that would be ridiculous. Her level-headed comments held for a couple of hours until the head of the French Domestic Intelligence Agency confirmed that he had indeed been tasked with identifying the source of the rumors. Now it's the French media who are having a field day. One radio anchorman put on Bruni Sarkozy's hit, Someone Told Me, telling listeners there was new meaning to the lyrics. And l'affaire Twitter has led to yet another rumor. Once considered a shoo-in, some say Nicolas Sarkozy has just lost the 2012 presidential election. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Tu m'aimes encore, serait-ce possible alors?